Right. So, we have another guest here from Cards Against Humanity. He does their website stuff, so if you've been to their website, chances are he had a hand in it. He also is one of the dudes behind this thing, Black Box, which if you're an indie game designer, you should definitely learn about. This is Henry Birdseye. Yeah!
I am. Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out tonight. This is a story about personal growth and soap. All right, here it goes. So May of last year, I got out of a 9-year relationship, which meant that in May of last year, I lived alone for the first time. I started dating as an adult for the first time. And I guess I was pretty good at being in a relationship. I was good at cooking for two. If one of us, well, if she got sick, I'd take care of her. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that part. And then when I lived alone, I was like, oh, what do I do now? I gotta cook way too much food and then put some of it away. And then that just seems really stupid. And then, if I'm sick, there's no one cares. It's just me. This is a true story. I bought a humidifier and put googly eyes on it to create the illusion of someone giving a shit. I like the idea of people being there and taking care of each other. So, as I started thinking about dating and getting into dating, I was like, you know, if I ever, like, get a lady to, like, come back to my place and spend the night, I should, like, have, like, a, like, before she goes to bed, she's gonna wanna, like, wash her face, right? Like, women wash their face before bed. That's, like, a thing I've seen. In, like, nature documentaries or whatever. So I had told myself, like, I should probably go to the store and I should get, like, women's face soap. Obviously, this is a thing every single man has in his home, right? That's not weird. So I went to a Target. I was like, I'm going to get some women's face soap, as single men do. And I looked in the soap section. It wasn't in the soap section. I don't know if you know this, fellas, but if you go, like, there's, like, the normal soap, there's, like, the Dove, and then, like, the heavily gendered, like, male soap that makes you smell like a basketball or something. And it's not over there. That's not where they put that soap at all. I found myself eventually in, like, the makeup section, which is a very different world. That's where there's, like, mirrors, and they're all magnified, so your pores look like craters, and they got these harsh lights that make everyone look like garbage. And I was like, oh, this is where the face soap is for women. Great. And I'm there, and I'm clearly, like, I'm, like, very lost, and the clerk sees me, and she's like, hey, fella, what are you looking to get there? I was like, face soap for a lady so she can wash her face. And then she said, what kind of skin does she have? And I could have said, like, cards on the table, it's not really for, like, a specific lady. I don't know why I'm here. I think I just want to feel like a good, nurturing person, and I miss that. What I actually said to her was medium. She's got medium, like, not, like, too dry, not too oily, but, like, right in the middle, like, real 50th percentile kind of skin. She's like, all right, idiot, and she just pointed towards something, and I spent too much money. Side note, as a single dude, for Christmas this last year, my dad got me a bag of toothbrushes. Let me explain. The reason for this is twofold. One, he's cleaning house, and I appreciate that. And he has his own electric toothbrush, but he still goes to the dentist, and he gets all these toothbrushes. He doesn't throw them out. So he just had a bag of toothbrushes. And he's like, hey, son, you're a single man about town. If you have a guest, you should let them brush their teeth. Here's a bag of toothbrushes. Merry Christmas. So this is just a weird time for having new things in my home, whether it be toothbrushes or soaps. That's kind of what I'm experiencing at the moment. So I buy the face soap and I bring it home and I realize I'm a crazy person. That's a horror. I can't be like, well, hello, thank you. Well, things seem to be going well. It looks like you're going to be spending the evening with me. Let me get out the soap I bought for you before I met you, and you can wash your face. I'm assuming you're going to do that. And so I just got home and like immediately, I can't be like, yeah, well, this is the soap I keep for all the women that I have here. Welcome to my sexual bed and breakfast. So I just went home and like threw it under the sink and it's still there. It's been there for over a year. I've just banished it there out of shame. So I guess the lesson here is to follow your heart, even if it's really stupid, and you might learn something about yourself. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Henry. Man, some important words about soap. Dude, it's true. The Target, like, hygiene sections are very gendered and different and scary. It's a nightmare.